Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. And recently, we've been taking a hard look at Michigan's foster care system. There's a legal settlement that requires the state to keep making improvements to the system. But there are a lot of unanswered questions about how these improvements are going to happen. So let's go inside DHS. I'm in a Department of Human Services office in rural Van Buren County. Pretty indistinct. A waiting room, rows and rows of cubicles where workers take calls. It's a big operation, a big bureaucracy, some would say, that exists at least in part to do right by kids like this.
Hi, my name is Derwin. I'm just a foster youth.
Derwin is, of course, much more than that. He's hoping to go to college soon, he's very active in his church, and he's a leader in this county group for teenagers in foster care. It's part support group, part job, part school.
The kids call them classes, because that's what, you know, it sort of is. You know, we've learned about how to cook food, and we've learned how to fill out a resume, and a whole lot of little things that we would need to live on our own.
This foster care group is one of the more innovative and effective programs run by Michigan's Department of Human Services. But these programs are still a pretty small portion of what DHS does. They're exceptional. The success stories, like Derwin's, are still the exception, too. Michigan is making its foster care system better, but the federal courts say they have to improve safety and a host of other things, like how many kids just live with relatives instead of in a licensed foster care placement. That's what Derwin did. He moved in with his grandparents, who were unlicensed at the time.
They figured, you know, I'm already going to be 18 soon, so eventually I'll be moving out and living on my own. So they said, you know, you can stay here, but we don't really need to, you know, become your legal guardians.
Later, his grandparents did get licensed to be a foster home. But according to court monitors, they're bucking a trend. The number of informal placements is up, and that's less than ideal.
We want the state and urge the state to take an extra look at that and, in fact, to redouble its efforts to try to get the vast majority of relative homes licensed.
That's Sarah Bartzos. She's a lawyer for Children's Rights, the organization that sued the state over the foster care system. Here's how foster care works. When a kid comes into the system, it's usually better for them if they can live with a relative. It's also better if they live with a family that meets the state's standards. Those places are licensed. There are plenty of kids that live with licensed relatives, but there are a lot of them that don't. Those unlicensed placements don't get any foster care money from the state to help with the cost of raising a kid. And the court monitors say abuse and neglect is more likely to happen in unlicensed homes. For its part, DHS says they can't force relatives to get licensed, so that's where it stands. But according to the court, there are areas that have improved a lot. Adoption, for example. Chris Fossey is a senior vice president at Bethany Christian Services in Kent County. It's a private agency that handles adoptions for the state.
We've been able to really do it efficiently. We've also had the state do what they could to make sure reimbursement rates were increased.
The adoption side of the child welfare system isn't perfect either, but the system has been responsive to the needs of these agencies. They lobby for better reimbursement rates. These agencies also advocate for adoptive parents in a way that just doesn't happen on the foster care side of the system. Foster families aren't that organized. Kids in foster care aren't that organized. So they just kind of wait for things to get better. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.